Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening there, good people? I got a frog in my throat already. What's happening on this May 6, 2013, 11 p.m.? It's your man Beach Bum Gum live on the off-ramp. Hope your May Day, your Monday been going well. Hope everything's had y'all had a good weekend. Everything was good and popping. Got a lot of sports to get to, a lot of off-topic. You know, who knows what we'll be able to get into. If you feel free, you want something to get off your chest, something you want to holler about, feel free to call in 646-915-8680. I want to give a shout-out to all of our sponsors. You know, richbefore30.com, Olive Kugel Mag, Marisol Insurance.com. All them good people stick to a fitness. Got my man on live from Jersey. What up?
What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. How you holding up?
Same old ish, just different day.
Yeah, man. Good old Mondays, man. Good old Mondays. How was the weekend? You get in anything?
Nah, I was working.
That sucks. So what you think of the fight? What you think of Floyd fight?
I mean, you know, Floyd did what Floyd do, man. Box, man. You know, everybody, like, what announcers are saying, like, everybody be looking for people to be pounding on each other, man. It's not how you fight, man. It's not you boxing. You don't want to get hit, so you stick and move. That's what Muhammad Ali did. He stuck and move. He ain't getting into no pounding matches. He gave you 1-2 jab and then walked around the ring a little bit. 1-2 jab and walked around the ring a little bit.
Yeah, but Muhammad Ali fought some real good fighters. I think Floyd early in his career didn't duck anybody. I think Floyd early in his career, you know, battled the best at all types of different weight classes.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think he's at the point, and it could be because he's earned it. He's one of the GOATs. I will not discredit him. But now I feel like he's picking fights that he knows he won't lose instead of picking fights that are the most people want to see.
I don't know, man. I think he's just fighting whoever want to fight him. Because even if I'm a newcomer coming in the game, I'm definitely gonna put him on my fight list. For one, I know the payday gonna be nice. And for two, it's going to get my name out there. Even if I lose, I actually went up there and wanted to fight the dude.
I don't know. If I'm a newcomer in the game, I want to fight Floyd. I think I want to get some fights underneath me.
I mean, you're going to have fights underneath your belt because, I mean, your record carries with you through, you know, through your amateur ranks, too. So, you know, saying your record goes from your amateur, from when you first start, from your amateur ranks all the way up until you, you know, saying getting to start making some real money.
Right, that's what I say. Like, if I won, because I mean, Floyd's what, 45-0?
44.
I mean, 44-0. That's tough, man. I mean, that's, you gotta give a man props to fight 44 times and not lose any. I just question if because of the way boxing is. It's the whole promotion game where, you know, Floyd promotes his fights, his production team promotes his fights. You know what I mean? A lot of the young boxers get promotion from, like, Golden Boy or Floyd. If we're really getting the best fights that are available or if it's just fights that he knows he probably won't lose, that he can generate some buzz about to make some money.
Right. But, I mean, you think about it. In that weight class that he's fighting, I mean, it's only really, I mean, it's only like a handful of big-name fighters out there. And he fought all of them except for Pacquiao. I mean, unless somebody else want to, you know, lose weight or if he gains weight to move up to the next weight class or something like that, it's not many people out there, man. Unless you know the Adrian Broners of the world, unless they get that fight going. But I don't even know what weight class that kid is in, but you know. So
yeah, I mean, I just wonder because you know, in like all sports, in football and basketball, not so much college football, but in anything, it's like when you get to the end of the year, it's like a playoffs. You all compete for the championship to be crowned the best.
Right.
There's a certain kind of tournament. And boxing is not like that. It's just, okay, I'm going to schedule a fight, and that's who I'm going to fight. Like, you don't always fight the person that's ranked right under you or the person that's right above you. Like, Floyd hasn't fought the number two ranked boxer in the world in the past 5 years. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't know how that crap works. I guess I don't know who initiates it, I guess. But, I guess he got the opportunity. I guess he could say who he wants to fight. You know, I don't want to fight this guy because he's a nobody. But, I mean, I think that was a fight just to get the rust off since he ain't boxing the year. But you see how this cat was moving, yo? One round, homie threw 60 punches and only landed 9. How the hell do you throw 60 punches and only hit this guy 9 times?
That's why I don't want no parts of that, yo. When you got your hands up to block a punch and you're still getting punched in the face, that's a big problem. I see MX Money called in on the line, finally made it. MX, what's good, B?
What up?
What's going on, brother?
Can't call it.
But, yo, son, I was cracking up, though. I said, when I saw that, it said he threw 60 punches and only hit him 9 times? I said, damn, I would have tackled his ass and started kicking him before that. I would have been frustrated.
Yeah, but I think those are exaggerated stats, though. I don't like that stat in boxing, you know, the whole how many you threw, how many you landed, because Stephen A. was actually, they were talking about it on First Take, about how a lot of people, like if you got your guard up, they still going to hit you in your forearms because that shit hurts. And eventually you're going to drop that arm so I can touch your face at this point. So, yeah, I mean, so if you're using that type of mentality, if you got your guard up the whole time, I'm going to keep on hitting you in your forearm, but they ain't really counting as me hitting you, but so I'm going to keep on throwing my jab and keep on trying to, like, you know what I mean, wear your arms out so eventually it just starts to hurt and then you're going to drop that arm. And then so I think that sometimes can be kind of misconstrued depending on what that fight strategy was for that boxer.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, actually, you got to get your phone line together. You started breaking up. I don't agree with what he's saying, though, Mr. Righteous. I mean, I think that's part of the strategy. I mean, you get a point for body shots, face shots, 2 points for knockdowns. I mean, if someone's got his guard up the whole time, he's hitting him in the forearm just to make his arms weaker so he can drop it to get a point to get punched in the face. I mean, I don't think you should get a point just for hitting someone in the forearm. I think that's part of the strategy.
Well, I don't think he'd get points for it. But the whole like, you know, and them jabs that they throwing, like those little fake out jabs, they not throwing no like nothing with no power behind. They just like setting them up, you know, getting them right. Just to keep looking at that jab, and then once I throw that next jab, and you paying attention to this little weak jab, then I'm gonna come over top and hit you with my right or whatever the case may be. Those are just like setup jabs, yo.
Right.
I'm not saying they have to count them.
All I'm saying is that when you look at it and you see it so lopsided, then I think that you just can't. It's almost, you know what I mean? Like if my strategy or and I'm not a boxer, I'm just saying that this is what they were reporting when he was actually, like, interviewing Floyd Mayweather. He was like, you know what I mean, they constantly work in areas, so if I'm going to keep on holding my guard up, I'm going to keep on attacking you, so when you do drop it, then, you know what I mean, I can attack. So what I'm saying is that if you just look at me throwing 60 punches and you just got your guard up the whole time, those 60 punches are me working on that area, like going to the body and working on areas so I can set you up for later on. So when you tire out your arms, you know what I mean? When I do hit your arm and you're like, ah, you know what I mean? Like, when you drop it. I know, I'm out here doing sound effects. But you know what I mean? I'm just saying that punch, the landed punches and all that other kind of stuff
right.
is kind of, it's not what it seems to be. If that's
but
your
I'm
strategy. They don't talk about their strategies.
But I'm just saying, though, but the thing is, it's like, I understand like now how they do that, but I still, first of all, I don't know who the heck who's sitting over there counting all them damn punches. But anyway, but I'm just talking about the way this dude just like ducks and dodge punches. Like, it's like ridiculous. Like this dude was like in his face, toe to toe, nose to nose. He swung and still missed the uppercut. How do you miss that? How do you miss a jab right to the face and you just miss? How do you miss that? That's what I said. Like, if I'm a fighter, I'll fight him. Yo, I'll get so frustrated. I'll just start throwing wild man punches, yo. Because I'll be so frustrated that I can't catch him.
And he would put you to sleep. we had this conversation because I was watching a fight over my man house. And we just had this discussion. He was like, for 10,000 miles, he'd get in the ring with him. And he feels like that if he get Floyd in the corner, he can put in work. He was like, because, you know, it was right after Floyd got weighed in. Because, you know, Floyd only weighed in at 146. He was like, yo, that's smaller than my wife. I've bodied her before. I know I could body Mayweather.
Wow.
No way, yo. He would have, you saw how he slipped like 8 punches in the corner.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to body him, if you just, like, really grab and hold him and just start punching him in his face. But even then, man, you just got to grab. You got to catch him, yo. That's what would frustrate me because you can't. You got to catch him. But when you catch him, you got to finish. Don't just hit him. And once you get a good shot on him and then back off him, because the dude, he got a good shot on Floyd right in his face and he backed off of him. Don't back off him. What's the name did that too? Sugar Shane. He had him dazed. He backed off him. Why are you backing off him? Keep going.
Right.
Well, I think a lot of those boxers don't realize they're hitting them until, like, after the fact. I think a lot of it's just, okay, he ducked a hook here, so he should arrive here, so I'm going to throw this, but I'm going to back up in case I miss because it leaves me open for this. And I think, you know, sometimes, because, you know, a lot of times when they be hitting, when they be knocking these dudes out, you know what I mean, they about to swing another punch because they don't even think that's landing. You know, it's all about the combination.
True.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't fight Floyd, yo.
Yo, Floyd hasn't knocked nobody out in a long time. Yeah, they were talking about that also on first take.
Yeah,
he don't have that knockout strength.
Yo.
He don't have that. He ain't put nobody to sleep, yo.
Yo, if I'm getting $32 million just to fight, yo, and I don't have to knock nobody out, I'm good, yo.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just saying, I wouldn't be scared to get knocked out with Floyd, yo.
Yo. But yo,
you don't think you get knocked out by Floyd M extra?
I'm just saying. You look at his record, yo. He hasn't put nobody to sleep, and I don't know how long.
He hasn't put any professional fighters to sleep. You be knocked out, buddy. You're a computer engineer.
What that guy do with anything, yo? All I'm saying is, that everybody's jaw is a jaw, yo. Like, if you get a clean shot, yo, Pacquiao got put to sleep, yo. I mean, he's a professional boxer. I mean, you act like nobody get put to sleep. I'm not saying I wouldn't just because he got fast hands. I'm saying I wouldn't be scared to based off of his record. Like, no one's going into a fight with Floyd talking about, oh, he got that power to put me to sleep. Like, that was what they were saying on the first take. Yo, he doesn't have
against
that.
The other professional fighters, I agree. Against you, I didn't put you to sleep.
No, you missed my point. I'm saying that Stephen A. and Skip Bayless basically were talking on first take about how Floyd doesn't have the power punch. He's not a power puncher. And
I didn't
he doesn't,
know that.
You know, so he's not putting people to sleep like that. I'm
I get that.
About myself, yo. So
you
there's
just
why,
brought
why
up
you're crazy to me.
Didn't you just say that he wouldn't
I
put me
not,
to sleep?
Yeah, I wouldn't be. No, I said I wouldn't be scared about that fact. You took that and said,
what?
Oh, but he'll put you to sleep. I'm just saying I wouldn't get in the ring being scared that he's going to put me to sleep just based off of what he has done in this last couple fights. And they had the same discussion on first take about it. He's not a power puncher.
Well, how do you know how hard he punches? Have you ever felt him punch you?
I'm just telling you what's skipping and
that's what I'm saying. Well, how do they know? Has he punched him before?
Who fucking knows? Well, then why is he knocking nobody out then? I mean,
he's
a knockout.
He's
sticking
move,
yo. His last five fights have all been by decision.
Yo, I know you watch. I know you watch the replays when he be jabbing people. Yo, he be hitting people pretty hard, man. That dude's face was like shifting, yo, when they showed him joints in slow motion.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I'm
that's
not saying that he don't have it. I'm just saying he ain't put nobody on the canvas yet. Like when and name of in the last three fights, who got put on canvas?
Yeah, he just put whatchamacallit on the canvas when he punched him in the face, yo.
Oh, what's that dude Ortiz?
Yeah, he put him dead on the canvas, yeah.
With two punches, bop, bop, boom, he fell. He slid across the mat, too. He was dazed and confused, yo. But, yo, for $2 million, yo, y'all wouldn't go in the ring with him, yo?
I'd go in the ring and fight anybody for $2 million, yo, but I know I'm getting knocked out, yo.
But you got to get one hit off him, though. You got to get at least one hit.
Oh, I'm definitely getting hit off, yo. I'm doing a Rocky Balboa versus Hulk Hogan, yo. I'm gonna grab him, throw him in the corner. I'm gonna get a hit off. I ain't gonna win, but he gonna know I was there.
He said, I know I'm gonna get knocked out. Damn. Sticky move, man. I'm gonna hit and then run in the corner, yo. Ding ding. Hurry up. Ring the bell. Ding ding.
Yeah, how much would it cost you? How much would that have to pay you to go on a round with Floyd, yo? Go 12 rounds with Floyd, yo?
Well, first of all, it won't last 12 rounds because I don't got me lasting that long, but I'm going to still go get my money, though. I mean, it ain't going to be no unanimous decision.
Yo,
I'll fucking get out the ring. I'll make sure in the clause that it's not going to be in my clause talking about I got to go 12 rounds, you know?
But hold up. Yeah. If they trained you like a professional fighter, would you do 12 rounds?
What do you mean, would I? I mean, if I last that long, I'm not going to quit. I mean, but, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, I ain't going to tell either, though.
You don't think you can last that long, yo?
I'm not saying I got all the confidence in the world about what I think I can do, but that don't mean nothing when you step in the ring, though.
No, when none of us last that long, unless Floyd lets us last that long, and I think I can fight. These dudes fight for a living.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, Floyd has 44 professional fights. I ain't even swung on nobody in about 10 years, B.
Right. I mean, you still train a little bit, though. You'll still train a little bit. Y'all be the master holding. I'll just hold that dude for all 3 minutes, yo.
I still wonder. I mean, because I look at it just from a practical sense. Like, these are professional fighters. They have their hands up, and they're still getting punched in the face. That has to mean his hands are just ridiculous. Like, if your hands are up to block a punch, and you're still getting punched, that's got to be just ridiculous, yo.
Yeah, you punch right through the block, yo. Some people can do that, yo. Punch right through that block. That block don't mean nothing to me. I'm punch right through that mother hubba.
I'd rather get in a boxing match with Mike Tyson than Floyd.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, you much.
I want my ribs, yo.
I feel like I got a better shot with Mike. I feel like Mike's going to do the same thing, yo. I'm going to do.
Yo, but you might taste your liver, man. You fight with Mike, yo. Mike like to get into the body, yo. Hell no.
I just feel like I got a better shot at catching Mike slipping than I do Floyd, yo. Because that's what it is. I mean, M. Extra is right. If M. Extra and Floyd got in a fight, I'd put all my money on Floyd to knock out M. Extra. But it's not that I don't know that if M. Extra caught Floyd with a good punch, I don't think he can knock him out. I mean, Floyd's only $1.46. I've seen M. Extra knock out heavier people. So I think all of us, I mean, I think just like M. Extra said, a jaw is a jaw. I think if any one of us caught someone slipping, we could put them to sleep.
Oh, definitely.
Even Mike Tyson.
Definitely.
I just don't think that Floyd would be in a position to get caught slipping, whereas Mike would. Like, Mike ain't going to be trying to block everything. Floyd might, you might not land a punch on Floyd.
Well, Mike didn't block that much anyway. He was a bulldog, man. He just rushed you, yo. Until he fought those tall fighters with long arms and kept him at ease. But if he get underneath that stretched arm and get in that body, it's over for you, homie.
Well, yeah, I mean, at that point, yo, why are you letting him get that close? I'm running.
Well, that's why they. That's why they.
Let you run out. Where you going to run?
That's why Lennox Lewis used that
jab, yo. I'm out here doing the day they shuffle, yo. The day they shuffle.
The day they shuffle.
Running from baby, running from baby D, yo.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, that's hilarious, yo.
So, yeah. On a quick other topic, yo, we only got about 9 minutes left. Spent a little bit longer on that than I think we wanted. Any of y'all got anything specific y'all want to talk about? Because there's some old topics that we never got to that I kind of want to ask y'all about.
Nah, go ahead.
What's the name? Yeah, it's not that real, but I was just going to say, like, New Jersey. What's the boy named Chris Christie? He just passed this law that it's called, like, the overdose law, the overdose law. Like, if you OD on something, because before they would, like, try to get you for, like, drug charges or something like that if you was the OD. But now it's to the point, like, if you OD, they ain't going to rush you nothing. They're just going to take you to the hospital and get you help. So they just passed that law around here, y'all.
That's fucking stupid.
So instead
yeah,
of you
what?
Going to jail,
so
what happens is, like, you know how people be overdosing and stuff on drugs and stuff like that. Well, mm-hmm. if you overdose before, they would like try to put you in like drug rehab and or possibly, you know, put you in jail for like, you know, attempted suicide and all that crap. Well, now that's not gonna happen. They're just gonna, you know, get you treatment. Pump your lungs or whatever the case may be and get you treatment or whatever the case may be instead of just, like, putting you in, like, rehab or you know, really antagonizing you for overdosing and stuff like that. So it's not nothing too real. It's just stupid. So,
I mean, do you think that's good?
Heck no. You need something wrong with you. You need to be treated for something, man. Not just pump your stomach and then, man, be on your way.
Right.
What you think, FX? You think that's a good rule?
I mean, I think it's sort of our, like, right to kind of, like, take care of your next citizens, the citizens or whatever the case may be, and they kind of prevent that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, I mean, you can't deny, I don't think you should not deny the person, like, help. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were talking, I forgot who I was talking to. I was talking about, like, over in Austria, where in Europe, where, you know, like, drugs are rampant, right? But you'll never see them. When we were over there, we didn't see anything, because it's the cleanest city ever, like, in the whole, you know what I mean, world, basically, the way they recycle and all that kind of stuff. But what they do is they have treatment centers. So, like, if you're a drug addict, you go to the center, they supply all your drugs, and the doses that they give you. So it's basically keeping people off the street. They don't have to have drug dealers because you can just go there. The government supplies it in the doses that they want to give you just so you don't have, like, a relapse or, you know what I mean, shakes or whatever. Like it's almost like methadone clinics in the U.S. Except for in Austria. They have, like, drug centers, basically. So, like, if you're addicted to meth, like, instead of you out here trying to rob people, trying to get your next high, like, you can go to this government-run, like, drug treatment center, get your low dosage of meth, and just to sustain you throughout whatever the time you need to be sustained through.
So the government is allowing people to get high on their dime?
Yep.
You agree with that?
I'm saying, at the end of the day, what I'm saying is that, yo, like, I'd rather that happen than have a dude try to rob me or, you know what I mean, out in the street somewhere, you know what I mean, trying to do, you know what I mean, that kind of stuff. I'd rather that happen than the opposite.
Yeah, so basically what it does is it protects you, the person who's ODing, for not going to jail. That's pretty much what it's about. It's not denying you the treatment, it's just, like, once you come out, you won't go to jail. You won't be charged for drug possession or something, or nothing like that. And Bon Jovi's daughter, she was about to be charged with possession of drugs or whatever because she OD'd and somehow she got off. But because she's Bon Jovi's daughter, but whatever. But that's not what the law is. That's what the law does, though.
That's dumb, yo. That don't make no sense to me. It makes absolutely no common sense. I'd be more anxious to see if what MX you're talking about would really work. I'd be pissed if y'all were taking money out my check. I mean, I really can't control what's taken out of my check now. But if money was taken out of my check to basically develop carters all across the United States of America to allow these drug addicts to come in there and get high, you know? I feel like I'm not in a position to get robbed by a crackhead anyway.
Right.
But I understand that some people in this life are.
Right.
But I'd be mad as hell. So if I can't go in that center and get some weed, but you can go in there and get some meth, I got beef with that, yo. Especially if I'm paying for it and you ain't got no job. If I were to walk in there and get a dime, I shouldn't have a problem.
Right.
Especially if you can walk in there and get you an 8-ball, yo. That's just fucked up.
I mean, you ain't walking in, but the thing is, though, you ain't walking in and walking back out, though. That's like similar to, like, that's why I said similar to the methadone clinic, so.
So once you there, you can't come out.
Yeah, like, yeah, and it's low doses. Huh?
What do you mean you ain't coming out? Like forever? Like you?
No. I'm saying it's like
methadone.
Like, I don't know if you ever seen or been in like a methadone clinic, but like, you know what I mean? Like in New York, I was doing a wireless survey at the methadone clinic, and what happens is that they come out. I mean, they go in there, they pay their money, they go and get methadone, and they take it there, like it's administered there, and then they leave after some time or whatever. Like they don't get the methadone and then leave. With the methadone. So it's basically the same thing. So like if you're like high on meth or whatever, it's like that, like, and you need that, you know what I mean, that fix to, like, so you don't be all jittery and ready to rob and whatever. They come in, you go in there, you get the fix or whatever you need to, you know what I mean, and then you leave. And then at that point, they think that is reducing crime because you're not on the streets trying to rob somebody, or you basically shutting drug dealers down because you're not at that point. But
it's a controlled crack house.
Right.
I'm all about a building being made that I can go in, smoke me a dime, and as long as they got some Fritos and Twix, I stay there for a couple hours and roll out.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, that makes sense that, you know, they got somewhere that people can get high, chill, relax. Once they high go down, then they can, you know, leave and go back and do whatever it is they were doing. But instead of just, you know, just doing dumb stuff like these people be getting caught on video, streaking and robbing and getting beat up and all this other type stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think the New Jersey law is dumb. I'd be a little wary of the U.S. Incorporated, what M Extra was talking about, but you know, it's not like I do all the studies. So if they chose to do it, then I guess I'd be with it. They take my money either way, but I'm definitely walking into a weed clinic at least like once a year on my birthday and be like, yeah, I'm addicted. I need a hit. Chicken with passions, yo.
I don't know if it's all drugs. I'm just saying, like, the dude from what the dude was saying, it was basically like stuff like the hard drugs and stuff. That's weird.
Yeah, how people, you hear the dude Crisscross, yo, they're talking about, yeah, he was out there speedballing, yo, heroin and cocaine mixed together. What happens that you want to mix cocaine and heroin?
Man, boy, right. Either boy was trying to be down for the cause, or he was stressing he ain't had no paper.
No, they said he had money. They said he was good with his money.
Oh.
But he was in that sad life.
That's crazy, yo.
Yeah.
That's definitely crazy.
And what's sad, what's more sad is that it's like same thing with like Lil Wayne. It's like you got people in your camp knowing that you're doing this kind of stuff, but now they've got the boss. It's like, yo, take that shit out your head. They'll be like, yo, that's stupid. Yo, why don't you just do one of them? Yo, why do you need both of them? Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, what's the name? His daggone so-called daddy should be saying something to him, yo. He the one making all the money for the whole daggone thing anyway.
And actually, you want him to choose one? Yo, either take cocaine or take heroin?
No, I'm just saying, look, yo, if you go, I'm just saying, like, if I see you doing like that, like, same thing, like if I see, like, Boat, for example.
You got 10 seconds.
Well, all I'm saying is that if I see you doing that shit, I'm like, yo, you know, like, what you doing, you know? Like, yo, like, if you want to do coke, do coke. If you want to do heroin, but you don't need to mix some shit, so that's dangerous. Like, I can't stop you from doing whatever you want to do, I'm just saying.
Yeah, Yeah, well, that's about our time. Y'all have a good night, and then make sure y'all choose one, cocaine or heroin.